Welcome to The Abundance Journey, the show that helps spiritual entrepreneurs create an abundance mindset that accelerates revenue. Secretly, everything you experience in your life is actually abundance. Once you understand how to activate abundance, you find yourself in flow with your business and clients, so it's easy to create the revenue you want. The Abundance Journey is the only show that activates abundance for you, so you enjoy rapid results in your business. Here's your host, the Abundance Ambassador, Elaine Starling.
Hey, it is great to see you here. It's Elaine Starling, the Abundance Ambassador. And you know what? There are times when you're just not in a great mood. I don't know about you, but there have been situations that I find myself in from time to time that are just really, they can annoy you. They can just bother you. They can be grating situations. And yet somehow we like to try to come from our higher selves anyway. Well, I found myself in that kind of a situation recently. I was walking with my workout buddy and she was in a really bad mood and I felt badly for her. I kept trying to kind of cajole her into a better state of mind and it didn't matter what I said, she was not ready to hear it. She was not ready to go there. And in the past, when that would happen, I would just kind of separate myself and, you know, keep all the negative juju away and just isolate myself from that. But there's more here for me. And I've been repeatedly reminded by the divine that it's my job to step up and notice the blessings that are there. So I wanted to share with you what happened based on that experience, because I got some pretty amazing blessings. I want to share it with you. So before we get going, you know, I always start with an intention. An intention is how we want to feel and what we want to create while we're feeling a certain way. So it's what you want to create. It's how you want to feel while you're doing it. And it's the impact that you want it to have. So I've got an intention that I would love to share with you. And I have a specific structure that I use. I always start with in love and light, because to me, that's acknowledging that the God of your understanding is an active participant and we're welcoming them to the table to participate with us. Then we state the intention and then we say thank you at the end. And at the very end, I say, it is done, because it's kind of like we're typing into a spiritual GPS and the intention part is the address and the it is done is a reminder that I'm done typing. I don't have to keep typing. The divine gets it. They know where we are. They know what's going on and they're ready to step in and help us. Now, the most challenging part of holding an intention is we have to hold that space, hold that energy for 78 seconds, a minute and 18 seconds. And every time I do this, it always feels like an eternity. It really does. And I do this every day and it still feels like forever. So there are a couple of things that I do that have really helped me get through and hold that vibration, hold that energy. The first thing is I'll pick just a couple of words that really resonate for me so that I tap into how I want to feel and how excited I am about the intention. So that's the first thing. Just pick a couple words, say them over and over to yourself so that you feel that higher energy. And then the second thing is I notice where the energy is in my body, because sometimes I get these tingles or I get a hot flash or a cold ripple rolling through my body. And that is a sign that the energy is moving. And that's really what we want to do with an intention. We want to get the energy moving in a specific direction with the help of the divine. So without further ado, let's get started. In love and light, we hold the intention that we immediately notice whenever we're in a bad mood and automatically step back into our higher selves to observe the blessings that are present. So we receive these blessings and enhance our lives. Thank you, divine. Thank you, thank you, thank you. It is done. We give thanks, and so it is. Wow, there was a lot of energy around that. And I think it's because this is so top of mind for me. It's so real for me. I am getting closer and closer and closer to the divine within and really understanding how to get my human self out of the way so that I experience more of these amazing blessings. And I want to share a few concepts with you, and then I'm going to take you back to my walk with my workout buddy. And I'm going to share with you exactly what happened. So I know I've shared this story before, but if you haven't heard it, I have a parking lot story. So I was driving my husband's car, and it's a big truck. I was trying to back it out of a parking space in a parking lot. And I'm not very good with spatial awareness. So I'm very, very careful backing the truck up because I really don't want to hit anything. And I saw somebody out of the corner of my eye driving really fast through the parking lot. And I thought, boy, that is not safe. That's not a good thing to do. And all of a sudden, I heard somebody honk. Now, I did not look in my rearview mirror. I did not check to see if somebody was actually honking at me. I just assumed they were. And it ticked me off. I mean, woo, full on. How dare they? I can't believe that's so rude. Bah, 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 bah. I mean, all this stuff just came up. And I cranked really hard on the wheel, and I was able to get out of the parking spot. And I am ranting in my mind. I have no idea if somebody was honking at me. I don't know who it was. And finally, the divine got my attention. They're like, honey, we've told you over and over again that every single moment is designed to be a blessing for you. And all of this ranting sure doesn't sound like you're making that a blessing. And so you're the one making up the story about what that actually meant. So it's time for you to make up a better story. What would a blessing look like if the honk was actually about you? How could that have been a blessing for you? And I really had to think about it. And part of it was because I was so full of righteous indignation, I just didn't want to stop being mad. But I finally was like, okay, fine. I realized, well, you know, maybe I was about to back into something. And I could have had an accident that would have been expensive and time consuming. And, you know, they didn't have time to put their car in park and jump out, run around, knock on my window to tell me that I was about to have an accident. So maybe that honk actually saved me a lot of time and money. That would be a huge blessing. And maybe the other kind of blessing is I actually had room to get out of the parking space. I mean, I did have to crank really hard on the wheel, but maybe it was a, you got this, you're good to go. Go ahead, you can get out now. And it was a supportive honk and not a get out of the way kind of honk. And then the real meaning hit me. I am the only one who can let the blessing in. I'm the only one. And I let it in based on the stories that I tell myself in my mind. You can rave about me. You can compliment me every which way from Sunday. And if I don't let it in, I don't get the blessing. That's not on you. That's on me. I am the gatekeeper. I am the roadblock to what I want. Very important thing to remember. Now, another thing, different concept that I recently was came across. I understand that the only moment we truly have is this moment right now. Because when we're thinking about the past, we're actually thinking about it right now. And if we're thinking about the future, we're thinking about it right now. So when we create our goals, the most powerful goals are goals that are I am and whatever it is you want in this moment, whatever you desire in this moment. So, for example, I am 150 pounds and I wear a size 8, which will be lovely when that happens. But right now, that is my goal. And I say it to myself in the I am present moment, because this is the only moment I have. And the divine really syncs up with that and creates that moment. And so when I heard about this idea, I really thought about it for a bit, and I was like, you know, it would be so nice if I could think of an example in my own life where I've done this and it actually worked. I mean, I know intellectually that the divine is listening and all this stuff is happening. And of course, I had this incredible conversation. I get these downloads all the time. And still, I'd really like a little validation, a little example. And I got this like knock upside the head. Honey, look at your relationship. Now, my husband and I have been together for 44 years. And before we got married, I remember having conversations with him where I would say, you know, honey, I am so in love with you. I am more in love with you every moment of every day. I so enjoy our time together. I love that you don't think the way I do. And I really love it when I can hear you because then it enhances my world. I am so happy and grateful that I get to share my life with you. Now, in that moment, yeah, I really was celebrating that moment. And it was an I am statement that I used to celebrate that moment without realizing that I was creating the future at the same time. Because what I said as an I am statement is exactly what we lived into. We are more in love every day. And we've been together for 44 years, and it feels like it's been two. People look at us like, are you guys newly married or something? No, we just really prioritize a loving relationship. And that kind of supportive, all-encompassing love is something I create inside me and then share it with him. And because he's so receptive to it, I get it reflected back to me again. And it doesn't have to be a direct reflection. I choose to be love in every moment because there are three things the divine wants us to do. The first thing is be love in the moment right now. Be love for yourself as well as love for everyone else. The second thing is love is already present here. Even in the most dire situation, even the most frustrating situation, love is already here, but it's not obvious. And the divine is asking us to dig under the bushes and look around and try to figure out, where is the blessing? How is the love present for you already? And it's not obvious. You really have to think about it. You really have to look at it. And then the third thing is come together. Because every time people come together, we actually end up creating more love. It's just default. We can't help it. That's who we are. That's how we are. And so how wonderful that this is the experience we get to have. Okay, I'm going to take you back to my walk with my walking buddy. And she was not in a good mood. She did apologize to me the next day that she'd been in such a lousy mood. And she knows that I try to be very upbeat. I try to be very supportive and happy. And so she felt kind of badly that maybe she knocked me off that vibe. Well, when I got home from our walk, I was sitting there with my cup of coffee and my journal. And I immediately the pen started writing of its own accord, pretty much. And this simple process came through about how to shift out of a bad mood by finding the blessings. How to find the blessings in a bad mood. And I thought, you know, this is a really helpful thing that everybody can benefit from. So I want to share it with you. So the very first thing that I was directed to is, what expectation was not met? Well, my expectation for that personal friend was that she was going to be in a much better mood and happy and carefree. And she tends to be more on the upbeat side. So that expectation was not there. It was a little jarring because I didn't really anticipate she would be in a bad mood, since it's kind of rare for her to go there. The second thing, what was violated? There is something that I am looking for in that relationship that I didn't feel was met, because she was in a funk and being in that space, she couldn't be there for me. See where I'm going with this? So there's always certain things that I want out of every interaction. And the key things that we all want, first to feel loved, second to feel safe. So you can be yourself. You can be true and authentic and real. Third, to feel connected, to feel a bond. Fourth, you want to feel valued, respected, appreciated. Fifth, you want to feel seen. And sixth, you want to feel heard. Well, because my friend was in a bad space, she was really self-focused. She was not giving much. in the interaction, in the conversation. It was all about her and it was not going good places. So I really didn't feel seen. I didn't feel heard. I didn't feel as much of a connection. And she wasn't ready for what I was sharing. So that didn't feel very valued. So I know that all of these things are present normally with her, but obviously there was something that I felt was missing. And those were things that were missing. So then the third instruction that I received is that I need to shine love and gratitude into the situation. And there are a few questions that help me shine love and gratitude. The first question, what is the blessing in this that I'm just not seeing yet? And I open myself up and let the pen just kind of do its writing. And like I said, the pen came up with this step by step. Here's what to do, including the questions. What is the blessing in this that I'm just not seeing yet? Because I know it's there. And if I let myself just muse on it for a moment, it will come to me. It will rise up and I will see it. I will experience it. The second question that helps shine love and gratitude into the situation, what am I learning about myself? And I was learning that I was really looking for things from her when she really needed me to be there for her. She couldn't give in that moment. She needed me to be the one to step up and give. There's nothing wrong with that. We take turns all the time. So very interesting that I learned that I had certain expectations and I was kind of making it about me when I was seeing she was making it all about her. Wonder what's going on here, right? And so then the third question, am I making this all about me? Which was, yeah, I am, or about the I am within. And that was a real stopper for me. I was like, aha, yeah, I am making this about me, aren't I? Oops. So then the fourth thing, what can I do to respond to this situation with love and grateful compassion? Because she's having a tough time. And I have the opportunity to be present for her. So immediately I remembered that training about having a goal that starts with I am and is focused on the now. So I can make I am statements. I am so happy and grateful that we have this wonderful, mutually supportive relationship. I am so happy and grateful that you feel comfortable enough to be very open and vulnerable with me when you're not in a good space. It's okay. You're safe. You can be your true, authentic self. Do you see how these I am statements are reassuring her? They're fulfilling those six needs to feel safe, loved, connected, valued, seen, and heard. And by doing that, I'm enriching our relationship. I'm allowing her the space she needs to calm down and start to come back out of her funk. Okay? Then I can use the five steps to activate abundance. I can pick one thing that she said that I really value that she's bringing to the table. I can express my gratitude to her for our relationship and for the fact that she's being open with me. Then I acknowledge what she said that I think is really important and something she needs to be more aware of herself. Appreciate the difference that it makes in my life when I follow this aha that she was the one who actually pointed out. How that step four is activate abundance, how I am going to actually apply this in my life. So I have three different ways I can do that. I can schedule time on the calendar. I can create a physical trigger like crossing my fingers or tugging on my earlobe. Or I can declare, and especially to a friend like this, I would just declare, this is how I'm going to apply what you just explained to me in my life. And that helps her feel really significant and valued, that even if she's not in a great space, she's still providing incredible value. And sometimes we just need to hear that. We need that reinforcement. And then, of course, step five, celebrating the progress, letting her know that she is seen, she is heard, she is powerful, she is amazing. And that's really cool because that brings our relationship even closer together. And then, of course, the last part of this, how to respond with love and grateful compassion, is to journal about it when I get home with my coffee and just really go into the deeper awareness that I have of myself. Because this is expanded consciousness. This is what living as the I am truly feels like. And it's not rocket science. It's pretty straightforward. Four simple steps. What expectation did I have that wasn't met? The second thing, what was I looking for out of this experience that didn't happen for me? And it's always because I want to feel loved, safe, connected, important, valued, seen, and heard. Then the third thing is shine love and gratitude into the situation. Really understand, am I making this about me? Or is this truly showing up as the I am? And then how do I respond with love and grateful compassion? Those are the four steps. So I really invite you to embrace this the next time you might be in a not so great space, or if you're dealing with a friend or a family member who's struggling right now. That's a great way for you to be there for them, help them feel cherished and nourished and safe and valued. It makes all the difference in the world. Stick around because we're going to activate abundance in just a minute. Hi, it's Elaine Starling, the Abundance Ambassador. And I know since you're listening to this show or watching this show, The Abundance Journey, you really want to experience more abundance in your life. Well, that's why I wrote the book, 5 Steps to Activate Your Abundance. It's available for sale right now from Amazon, from barnesandnoble.com, and many international sellers. And I want you to pick up a copy because I'm really opening the kimono here and sharing all of the information you need to experience abundance in every single aspect of your life. The book's divided into 3 parts. Part 1 is called Meeting the Divine. This is where I share my near-death experience and the conversation I got to have with our higher power during my stroke. In part 2, Messages from the Divine, I share the best practices that I was given, the secret sauce in how life actually works. And so you understand really why you're here and how you can make the most of your life so you love every single moment. And then in the part 3 is Partnering with the Divine. That's where I go into each of the 5 steps to activate your abundance and explain exactly why it works so well. So take a moment to pick up a copy. It's available as an ebook, a paperback book, an audiobook, and a video course. So however you like to absorb information, abundance is waiting for you. I know this was a little bit different because, hey, there are blessings inside every single bad mood. In fact, number one, I'm going to say I am grateful for those times when I am in a funk, when I do have a bad mood, because just like every time I feel resistance, that's a neon sign with arrows pointing at it from the divine going, yoo-hoo, here's your big growth opportunity. Lean into this resistance. Lean into your bad mood because there's a blessing in here for you. So it's like a megaphone going out with a message that there's a huge opportunity for me to grow. So I'm super grateful for those moments because that's when I get to experience some of my exponential growth. Yay, bad moods. A little oxymoron, but you know, it's true. Second thing, I want to acknowledge that the insights we can get from our bad moods, we often don't look at ourselves and we have all the answers within. There's always something that we are looking for that only we can fulfill. You remember I was sharing that story about trying to back out of the parking space and the divine going, honey, it's a blessing. And then finally realizing, oh, I have to let the blessing in. And yet so often we look outside ourselves for validation when in truth, what we need most of all, the person we trust and believe the most is the person looking at us in the mirror. It doesn't matter what anybody else says. The one you believe the most is you. So when you can look in the mirror and say, you are loved, you are safe, you are connected, You are so valuable. You are seen. You are heard. When you can do that for yourself, wow, you are truly empowered to be the fullness of who you are. How amazing is that? So that's number two, is to acknowledge yourself instead of looking for the outside to acknowledge you. And step three, appreciate the difference that can make in your life. Well, all of a sudden you have a lot more self-confidence because you believe what you tell yourself way more than you believe what anybody else tells you. And you can come up with examples of why you love yourself, because you're willing to be open and honest with yourself. You're willing to truly improve and look within to find out where you're feeling this discomfort, where you're feeling the resistance, where that bad mood is coming from. And honoring yourself that way is what empowers you to have the most growth. So step four is to activate abundance. Three different ways we do that. Grab a calendar and schedule time to do it. You can have a special trigger, maybe crossing your fingers or tugging on your earlobe, just to remind you that you want to show up for yourself and acknowledge and appreciate yourself. Or you can declare it. So I'm going to declare that I'm really going to pay attention to my bad moods. And I do have them from time to time, not very often, but I do have resistance. I do have bad moods. And that's because I'm willing to grow. If you're not willing to grow and you're willing to play small, then nothing really happens in your life and you don't challenge yourself to grow. So how wonderful that life and the divine is bringing you opportunities to expand your consciousness. Step five, celebrate your progress. This life is a miracle. One of the key things that I received recently is a download. I used to think, you know, there are certain moments that, you know, they're throwaway moments. And then there's other moments that are, oh my gosh, this is great. It's just what I wanted. And I got this download from the divine. Actually, every single moment is contributing to your intention, which is what you want to create, how you want to feel, and the difference you want it to make in your life. And I started noticing the individual moments more closely. And I had this recognition, you know, say you're sick and you go to the doctor and they're like, hey, we can totally cure you, but we have to give you a shot. And if you were just to isolate that one moment when somebody's sticking you with something sharp and pointy and uncomfortable, and, you know, the next day you've got the bruise and it's a little sore, and you were thinking, hey, I just want the health. I just want to feel awesome instantly. And you disregarded all that stuff. You're like, oh, throw away stuff. No, that is the unfolding of your health. So rather than disliking that part, you can celebrate that part. You can appreciate how it is contributing to the unfolding of your intention for great health. Everything is designed to be a blessing for you. Absolutely everything. Even bad moods. Thanks so much. I'll see you next time for the Abundance Journey.
You've been listening to the Abundance Journey Show with Elaine Starling. Visit theabundancejourney.com/podcastgifts to access today's gift, as well as gifts from our other guests. Tune in every week to activate abundance in your life and business. If something resonated with you, please share it with your friends so they can benefit too. Keep activating abundance, and we'll see you in the next episode.